There was no question she was scared half to death. She realized as she stuffed her hands back into the hoodie pocket and gripped the huge handle of her 9mm. She'd never killed anyone before, and she wondered if Fayshawn felt the same way she was currently feeling when she caught her first body overseas in Iraq. Out of nowhere, the Bible quote dealing with the question of committing murder slid back onto the surface of her thought process. And she hastily kicked the thought to the back of her mind because she'd already grappled with that issue and had finally got past it. Why are all these crazy-ass thoughts popping into my head? Suddenly, the headlights of a car entering the street swept over the immediate area. She looked at Fayshawn, saw the hand signal, and her heart leaped in her chest. It was time. It was time to do the damn thing, and she slid onto her trembling feet. She tried to move, but realized the fear literally had her stuck. She looked over and saw Fayshawn had stopped walking and was staring at her, apparently wondering what was she waiting for. Although she couldn't see Fayshawn's face clearly, Shamara knew she was grilling her with a rage-laden expression. Shamara sucked in a lungful of air and forced herself to move. She picked up speed, realizing her hesitation had put the plan in jeopardy. When Shamara saw the two typical urban thugs getting out of the black Audi, she panicked because there was supposed to only be one. Her mind was jumping all over the place now. She had forgotten that she and Fayshawn had discussed this possibility and had a contingency plan in place for it. The nervousness and fear was about to overwhelm her. Then she remembered what Fayshawn had told her repeatedly. If you ever feel yourself getting nervous and it's about to interfere with you completing this mission, think about how Tommy brutally murdered your mom and dad, how that motherfucker mowed them down and then got away scot-free. That'll be enough to get you on track. As Fayshawn's words echoed in her memory bank, Shamara pulled up that nightmarish mental image of the drive-by shooting, a horror-stricken image that had been haunting her for the past 15 years, and her hand instantly reacted. The gun sprung from her pocket and was trained on the two thugs wearing baggy pants, typical hoodlum grills, and were about to approach the house. Shamara felt her confidence coming back when she saw their target, Ray Ray, was one of the two. He was a brown-skinned dude with shifty eyes and numerous jailhouse razor cuts on his face. The pictures they received from Malik were remarkably accurate. "You know what the fuck this is, nigga," Shamara announced as she saw Fayshawn through the corner of her eye moving rapidly towards the two. She was supposed to simply open fire and didn't understand why she was procrastinating. The plan was simple. No talking, roll up, and start shooting. Fuck the drug money they were carrying. Just shoot these motherfuckers. "Put your fucking hands up so I can see them," she shouted and didn't understand why she couldn't pull the trigger. Fayshawn had her 9mm aimed at Ray Ray and his man as her anger mounted with each rapid step she took towards the situation. She wanted to yell, "Shoot the motherfuckers," but knew that wouldn't help the situation. In fact, it would make it worse because then Ray Ray and his man would know this was a hit and not a robbery. Then she saw Ray Ray's partner frantically reach for his weapon, and Fayshawn caught an instant Marine Corps flashback. Fayshawn's weapon roared as her first two bullets cut down the reacher while the other bullet struck Ray Ray in the neck. The thug who reached for his weapon managed to squeeze off a shot that whizzed past Shamara, causing Shamara to frantically take cover. The moment Fayshawn's bullets ripped at the street thugs, Shamara noticed her fear brought her straight to her hands and knees and nearly caused her to wet her pants. Fayshawn was in a shooting stance as she fired two more rounds, carefully aimed at Ray Ray as he crumbled to the pavement. She raced over to the back of Ray Ray's car, peeked around the back of the vehicle, and saw the two were down. She could hear them moaning, and so she briskly moved toward them and fired a shot to each of their heads, execution style. She yelled as she ran towards Shamara, "Bitch, get the fuck up, let's go!" Shamara scrambled to her feet, and before she was fully standing, Fayshawn latched onto the sleeve of her hoodie and dragged her down the street as they fled the scene at breakneck speed.